ten pěkný Otče, na vás hovořím ve mnou a tohle děla. No na jiná. S tím je tam nějako nejvůli. Šli.
The Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this goodness, love, and mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us. And from all your people, and from this holy church that is yours, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
Remember alone the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sustained them in a green pasture besides still waters and the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which I have appointed, according to your true promises, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. وإن كان قد حقامت وننا وتفريتهم كبشر وقلبسوا جسدا وسكنوا في هذا العالم فأنت أصال ومحب البشر لهم تفضل بذلك المسيح الأرثوذكسية في المسكونة كلها مشارق الشمس إلى مغاربها ومن الشمال إلى الجنوب كل واحد وواحد باسمه وكل واحد وواحد باسمها يا ربنا يحوم واغفر لهم one is pure from blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day. As for those on all those souls you have taken repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that would be pleasing unto you, and give them and us a share and an inheritance with all you.
Blessed are you, O Lord, teaching your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, towards your hand. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and said, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I fled unto you, save me, and teach me to do your will. You are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness unto the upright in heart. To you belongs blessing, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory. O Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praise unto your name, O Most High. Show forth your mercy every morning, your righteousness every night. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, rose from the dead and ascended in the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto the age of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls. You are with us, sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you are with us, sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. Yours is the glory, the dominion, the triple wholeness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, and may you forgive us our sins. Ask the Lord, Lord, be having mercy on our souls, and forgive us our sins. Intercede on our behalf before Christ in the world, that he may forgive us our sins. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus, pray that he may forgive us our sins. St. Paul the Apostle speaks of the honor of the cross, saying, we will not ride except in the cross of Christ.
Christos, We
take pride in your cross on which Jesus was crucified. For through your time we were set free.
We
carry you across the strength of the Christian, powerfully around their necks. And we cry out openly, Hail to you, cross, the comfort of the faithful, the steadfastness of the martyrs, until they completed their tortures. Hail to your cross, the sign of salvation. Hail to your cross, the shining light. Greatly on earth is the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ the King, our true God. The cross is our weapon, the cross is our hope, the cross is our steadfastness in our troubles and sufferings. We praise him and glorify him and exalt him above all of the good and lover of mankind. Have mercy upon us according to your great mercy. Ask of him who you have born, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us his peace. Thank you.
them say now,
yes, you to
remember us, our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Glory be to you, Lord, our King, Christ, the Apostle, the crown of martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the fruits of church, the forgiveness of sins. Claim the Holy Trinity in one God. We worship him, glorify him, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord the Son.
We believe in one God, God the Father, God the Creator, who created heaven and earth.
From all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
God the Father, before we
light of light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, who one essence of the Father, but whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, God of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified, crossed under a Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again as Lord, just living in death, King of Jehovah, when, yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism and remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the days to come.
Amen.
Yeah.
الملكة هيلانا أن تدر خشبة الصليب المقدس التي صلب عليها سيدنا ربنا يسوع المسيح، فلم تكل البتة، بل كانت تطلبه باشتياق وابتهال حتى وجدته من أجل أمانتها. Desired to see the holy wood of the cross on which the Lord was crucified. She longed for it diligently, and she did not rest because of her faith she found it. This is the day of rejoicing in heaven and on earth for the appearance of the life-giving cross. We bow to the cross, the immortal wood on which Christ was crucified to save us from our sins. Queen Helen went with 3,000 soldiers to Jerusalem to ask for the cross. The Jews consulted together, saying, "We will not show the cross, even if we have to die." So Judas prayed, saying, "O Lord Almighty, the Lord of hosts, who is sitting on the cherubim, show us, O you who measured the heavens by the span of your hands and the earth with your fist, show your cross for the glory of your holy name." When they dug, they found the 3 crosses, but they could not identify which one belonged to our Savior. At that hour, some people passed by while carrying a coffin. Judas ordered them to lay it down. On the coffin, they put the first cross, then the second cross, but the dead person did not rise. When they put the third cross on the coffin, the dead person sat up. Queen Helen kneeled in worship. The people all together were crying and saying, "Blessed is the Lord Jesus, and his life-giving cross on which he was crucified save his people. Hail to the cross, the sign of victory. Victory that was given to the Christians for strengthening. Hail to the cross, the tree lifted up the heavens, whose sweet smelling branches give life to everyone. Hail to the cross, the sign of salvation that Constantine saw shining in the heavens. Hail to the cross that was diligently sought by Queen Helen until she found it along with the nails. Hail to the cross that was put in the bitter water, which was rendered sweet to quench the thirst of the faithful. Hail to the cross that deserved to be believed in by Isaac the Samaritan and all those who were with him. Hail to the cross, the pride of Christians, on which the Lord was crucified to save his people. Hail to the cross, the lampstand of pure gold, on which the lamp Emmanuel was lit. Hail to the cross, the wooden scepter, on which the blood of the Lamb was shed. Hail to the cross, on which our Savior was crucified, and he lifted his hands and invited everyone. Hail to the cross, the indispensable sign in the hands of the highest, like a decorated crown. Because of a tree, Adam was chased out of the paradise, and because of the blessed cross, he returned to his rank once more. We ask the compassionate Lord
to grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.
Evolvi tempes carus mente panastasis so avocato in deumien que so echone pi parasis